USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, where he wagged his finger at Russia's President Vladimir Putin earlier today as the two sat beside each other for a photo opportunity. The president asked if he would be telling Putin not to meddle in American elections. Difficult to hear there, perhaps, but the president said twice, "Don't meddle in the election, please." Not long after his meeting with Putin, Trump was on Twitter this morning weighing in on last night's Democratic debate in Miami, saying, quote, "I'm in Japan representing our country well, but I heard it was not a good day for Sleepy Joe or Crazy Bernie," referring to Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. President Trump at the summit to meet with the Chinese president tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Firefighters in California say they are gearing up for what could be an even more dangerous wildfire season than last year. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Brian Nichols.
Our fire season is really getting started right down here, right now. So with the amount of grass that we got this year from the amount of rain, it's going to be substantial.
Several wildfires already burning up and down that state. White supremacist propaganda is on the rise at college campuses, according to a new report from the Anti-Defamation League, finding more flyers, stickers, and posters. It's the third year in a row, says there's been an increase. One California city is now a sanctuary city for guns. Needles, declaring itself a haven for gun owners, the desert town of about 5,000 people sits near the border with Arizona. The city council recently approving this Second Amendment sanctuary city declaration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The U.S. Senate may vote as soon as today on forcing President Trump to get its approval before any military action can be waged against Iran. Trump saying at the G20 summit in Japan he feels no pressure to ease tensions with that nation and says he hopes it works out in the end, but if it doesn't, he says everyone will certainly be hearing about it. Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he had to simplify foreign policy information for what he referred to as an inattentive President Trump. In transcripts from a closed house meeting last month, Tillerson said he also had to frequently deal with diplomatic end runs by Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is a top White House advisor. Tillerson also outlining a lack of cohesion in the White House, as he put it. It's been a wild ride this week for digital currency Bitcoin. The price dropping more than 16% yesterday to fall below $11,000, a day after it hit an 18-month high of $14,000. Other digital currency also suffering setbacks. At one point, Bitcoin fell $1,800 in just 10 minutes. The market was trending up after Facebook announced plans to develop its own cryptocurrency earlier this month. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.